Welcome to the Campus Bible Study Bible Bites. On Tuesdays, we answer a question or two from Monday's podcast. On Wednesday to Friday, we read a Bible passage and briefly engage with it in preparation for next Monday's podcast.
Today's reading comes from Daniel chapter 12. At that time shall arise Michael, the great prince who has charge of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as has never been seen since there was a nation till that time. But at that time your people shall be delivered, everyone whose name shall be found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the sky above, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars for ever and ever. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, two others stood, one on this bank of the stream and one on that bank of the stream. And someone said to the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the stream, how long shall it be till the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the stream, he raised his right hand and his left hand towards heaven and swore by him who lives for ever that it would be for a time, times, and half a time, and that when the shattering of the power of the holy people comes to an end, all things would be finished. I heard, but I did not understand. Then I said, O my Lord, what shall be the outcome of these things? He said, go your way, Daniel. For the words are shut up and sealed until the time of the end. Many shall purify themselves and make themselves white and be refined, but the wicked shall act wickedly. And none of the wicked shall understand, but those who are wise shall understand. And from the time that the regular burnt offering is taken away and the abomination that makes desolate is set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he who waits and arrives at the 1,335 days. But go your way till the end, and you shall rest and shall stand in your allotted place at the end of the days.
Carl, at the end of verse 1 in chapter 12, there's this book. What is this book that determines the deliverance of Daniel's people at the end?
Yes, there's actually so many interesting angles on this question. Let me tackle a few angles on it. First, books as we know them, full of bound pages, weren't really invented at this stage in history. So we're probably talking about a scroll. It's probably a better translation. But still, what is this scroll? And what is this scroll book that we're talking about? Interestingly, I think there's two books on view in our chapters. We read about one of them in chapter 10. It's the book that I think outlines the history that is about to happen. And then this book that we're looking at in our chapter seems to contain names of people who will be delivered by God. Perhaps if you're an Israelite at the time, you might have thought it was some kind of Israelite census document that contained all of Israel. But we have a much better vantage point from which to understand the book. And before we go to the book, let me touch on another concerning trend that worries me a bit lately. I hear a lot of Christians proposing that Christians will still be judged by their works. And it concerns me. There are several biblical texts that you can take this way, that you might think push in this direction. But theologically, we should be very worried about Christians speaking about being judged or saved or rewarded by their works. The key work that my salvation and reward depends upon is not mine, but Jesus, his work. And even back in Daniel 12, I love that deliverance is from having your name written in God's book and not by your own works or effort. We must keep being very clear that Christians are saved by the work of Jesus alone. And it's really important that we don't smuggle works back in as a way that saved Christians are somehow rewarded for their efforts. I think we need to be careful there. And so this question is beautifully answered in the book of Revelation when we see a similar book/scroll that contains names. And interestingly, there is also another book in the Revelation image, and it contains the works of people. And people will be judged according to those works, written in the book. So you might be thinking that my thesis is shot down by this other book of works that judgment comes from. We better have a look at these books and work out what's going on. So let me read to you from Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 to 15. Then I saw a great white throne and him who was seated on it. From his presence, earth and sky fled away, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Then another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged by what was written in the books, according to what they had done. And the sea gave up the dead who were in it. Death and Hades gave up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one of them according to what they had done. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. So we have an image here of the great judge God, and he is terrifying. Even earth and sky flee away from him. Everyone is judged, dead, great, small. They're all brought to before this great God's judgment. And the book containing works is opened, and judgment is done. But notice where salvation comes from. Salvation is not about having the right works in the book. Salvation is found by having your name written in the book of life. It's very important. So verse 15 is a beautiful reminder that salvation is the gift of God's grace, not the result of our works. The book of life is a great reminder that Christian salvation is by the choice or the election of God alone. So, the book is a beautiful image, isn't it, of God's sovereign election of his people. That's how salvation comes. That's what I think also what the book is symbolizing in Daniel 12. It's definitely what the book of life is symbolizing in Revelation 20. It's the beautiful election of God who saves his people, not by anything they've done, but by his gracious intervention. So rest securely in the sovereign election and grace of God, and let God's grace motivate you to a life of good works. Good works are not to earn your salvation or earn some kind of reward with God, but good works flow out of thankfulness from God's grace. And so a good place to finish perhaps is Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. I love the way it starts out. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, in view of the mercies of God, live differently. Isn't it a great encouragement that when you've been saved in Christ, when you've received the mercy of God, you don't have to keep living in that same old way of sin. You can be transformed by the renewing of your mind as you read God's word, so that you might live differently, serving Jesus. I want to encourage you to keep doing that. And don't do it because you are fearing judgment. Do it because you are thankful for salvation. And keep persevering in Jesus.
Thanks for downloading and listening to this podcast. Please make sure you subscribe on iTunes to automatically download our most recent podcast. If you'd like to learn more about Campus Bible Study, you can visit our website, campusbiblestudy.org.